This is My Voice, My Ability, My Rights, hosted by young people with disabilities, for people with disabilities, and the community. Women with disabilities, what is their experience? Women and girls with disabilities make up approximately 20% of the population of Australian women, which equates to over 2 million people. However, these millions of women with disabilities are also the victims of more violence than their able-bodied counterparts, according to reports from the United Nations Committee Against Torture. To investigate further, Brianna spoke with the President of People with Disabilities Australia, Bonnie Millen.
How do you work with women with disabilities?
So a lot of the people that come to Women with Disabilities Australia have been victims or are current victims of domestic violence with their partners or even their carers. It can be physical violence, it can be financial violence, so they're saying, no, you can't have your money today, I'm going to take your money. Or it can be emotional violence, saying, oh, if I can't be your carer anymore, what are you going to do without me? Or it can be something in terms of isolation, as in somebody with a physical disability has their wheelchair battery taken out and they can't leave the house, then they're cut off from the community.
What are the biggest issues that people with disabilities are facing?
Oh, the big issue that we are seeing at the moment is women's rights, ensuring that people have the right to parent as well as non-sterilisation.
Since 2005, the United Nations has consistently and formally recommended that the Australian government enact national legislation prohibiting the use of forced, non-consensual sterilisation. We asked Hayley and Tyler to talk about their views on this currently legal practice.
I think it's just downright rude and mean because people do want to start a life and have babies where they can try and look after them. Even though people can get kids taken off them, but you know their parents still love them.
Well, I suppose being sterilized could mean that a person could have a disability that makes them go out of control. So being sterilized could be like to stop them from hurting their other people and possibly themselves.
These two sides to the sterilisation debate illustrate that it is clearly a very difficult but important subject to discuss. So Brianna also asked Bonnie,
what are the thoughts about sterilisation?
I'm against sterilisation. I don't like it. And this is also an international human rights issue. It is not right to say to somebody, particularly a woman with a disability, to say, I don't think that you'll be an adequate parent. I don't think that you fit in society in terms of how a parent should look. So a lot of the sterilisation comes under that it's a protection to you, which is morally wrong because it's not your choice. And it's not fair to assume that somebody cannot make their decisions. If you want to have a child sometime in your life, you are more than entitled. Those are the big issues that Women with Disabilities Australia are tackling. Basically, it's saying women with an intellectual disability or a physical disability are not able to have children because they can't see it as possible. They think, oh, it's too hard on us. It's too hard. It's such a burden. How are we going to support them? So they think sterilisation at a younger age or even through life, they think that that's an easier option because it's a measure of protection for them, not for you, because they think that you're not capable of making that decision. So sterilisation is very wrong.
If a woman does decide to have children, however, there can also be complications with raising a child for parents with disabilities.
Child protection, they come in, you know, they take the child away and deem the mother unfit. And that's a big issue because the person with disability doesn't get a say.
A 2012 study by the Victorian Office of the Public Advocate found that in Australia, parents and especially women with a disability are up to 10 times more likely to have a child removed from their care, and this is often based on their disability rather than child neglect. The view that people with a disability cannot raise children or are a disadvantage to society stems from the medical model of disabilities, which Australian legislation primarily follows. However, it is the social model that we should also be familiar with, as Bonnie explains.
The medical model of disability says that we are restricted from society, we are medicated, we are kept in our home, we need to be monitored, doctors telling us what we can and can't do. and that's been going on for years and years and years. Whereas the social model of disability is ensuring that we have every right to be included and not be restricted. We have every right to be out and about and receive the same legal representation, receive the same rights. So the social model is changing perspective of able-bodied people, as well as raising awareness of people with disabilities in terms of us being included in society.
If you have a legal problem and don't know where to go for help, contact the free service Law Access New South Wales on 1300 888 529 or go to lawaccessnsw.gov.au for more information. This series was created by 104.1 CHYFM in Coffs Harbour and funded by the Law and Justice Foundation for the Community Radio Network. It was presented by Iriah, Haley, Brianna, Kayla, Percy and Hayden, edited by Beth Hennis and directed by Becky Cole.